This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to Betting Weekly, the English Championship show on the BetRivers Network. I am your host, George Ellick, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jack Wright as we look ahead to this weekend's fixtures in the EFL, focusing on the Championship and having a look at League One and League Two as well. How are you getting on, mate?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, all good. So, just off the back of a midweek program, of course, and there we go again, straight into the weekend. So it's a never-ending stream, which is fantastic, of course. We love it.
I'd been in all right form until the last 7 days or so, and I've managed to go 0-7. Which is disappointing, but I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm just going to bang in a couple of winners this weekend.
The way.
Yeah, exactly. You bailed us out again with a couple in midweek. So I will get up now. We can show you the league table in terms of us and the rest of the... No, that's the wrong one. There we go. So you can see there that, yeah, it's we are now third. We are beating the EPL again. Which is, it's kind of beating ourselves, but that which is okay because you star in that. The Liga NOS preview, the Primeira Liga in Portugal, yes, had a cracking week. The lads
over
there.
Out of nowhere.
And Liga bounced back from their own poor week with a decent week. So good to see, we might be in third, but we've had a couple of bad weeks back to back, and it's only right that we can go forward and put that right this week. Do you know what I mean?
Form is temporary, as we know. Your class is permanent, George.
My class.
Well, you know.
Good. Exciting. Well, let's hope I've got a couple of winners for us here then today. fingers crossed. But yeah, I mean, do go and check out the Liga, Primera Liga. And I should also say, you know, even the guys who aren't winning at the moment, check out their shows because, as you say, in any betting kind of tipping, there are always going to be bad runs. It's just making sure there are more good days than bad days. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, we are in the black. And let's hope we can continue to push that forward.
We will.
So, what's your first pick then?
Where better to start than good old friend Stoke, who play Coventry this weekend. And one thing's for sure, I'm not going to call a winner in this one. This looks like a pretty tough one to work out who's going to come out on top. As far as Stoke are concerned, I'm a little bit surprised and disappointed with Alex Neil, to be fair. I expected a little bit more from him at Stoke, having seen him with other clubs. He normally hits the ground running, gets a quick reaction and gets processes moving pretty speedily. Expected more consistency, but he's had 9 games in charge there now, 1-3, drawn 3 and lost 3. So it's couldn't be any more inconsistent if he tried. And obviously up against the Coventry side that started to pick up some results now, picked up 2 back-to-back wins, which has lifted him off the foot of the table. Fantastic win in midweek against Sheffield United. So things are looking up, and obviously still got their games in hand, which they'll be working through quite soon. So, but as I said, I'm not going to be picking on that. It's still going to be no surprise to work out where I'm going to go with this one. And so I hope a few of the viewers managed to pick up that late shout on the Stoke corners in the last video. Obviously the market wasn't available for us to be able to put forward as an official pick last time, but it came in quite easily over 5.5 Stoke corners. They ended up with 8. And that's exactly the bet we're going for again. So we're going to take the opportunity to get on board with it this time around, officially. Over 5.5 Stoke corners at -106. We've been for it, I think, in the 2-3 weeks now. But just to go over it again for any new viewers listening, Stoke under Alex Neil, corners have been absolutely bonkers. The corners they have won in those 9 games, 12, 6, 6, 6, 6, 2, 6, 6, and then 8. So absolutely crazy on that side of things. And as far as Coventry, their style that they play with tends to lend itself to conceding a fair few as well. Over the last 7 games, they've conceded 7, 6, 6, 9, 7, 12, and 10. So it all points nicely towards a good fair few Stoke corners here. Coventry do keep it very, very tight. That will lend itself to Stoke having to push for this result, be it, you know, to get in front or potentially even to come back from behind. And that will lead to plenty of corners. The last six Coventry games have seen 2-0 draws, a 1-0 defeat, and 3-1 victories. So expecting more of the same here. And over Stoke corners is the play.
There we go. Stoke corners, a constant rewarding way of getting with Stoke at the moment. I had Stoke to beat Rotherham in midweek, which is one of my losers. And yeah, go back and watch the highlights because Victor Jansen, the Rotherham keeper, has an absolute storm. I think Rotherham had 3 shots in the game. Stoke had about 30. Anyway, let's not dwell in the past. I am going to Blackburn versus Birmingham. Another one of my losers in the week was backing Sunderland on the Asian handicap at Blackburn. Blackburn won the game 2-0, but I, again, didn't see much from Blackburn to suggest that this is the time to start siding with them. I think Blackburn's luck, if luck is the right word, is going to run out soon. I mentioned in the show earlier in the week ahead of the midweek games that they seem to consistently have a player scoring a worldie in these games to kind of send them ahead. And it was the case again with Ben Brereton-Diaz with an unbelievable strike into the top left-hand corner. Sunderland fans feel aggrieved because they thought they should have had a penalty just before the goal. Things are basically falling for John Dahl Thomason's men fairly regularly. And the fact they haven't drawn a game this season, I think, is quite indicative of a side who are winning a lot of tight games when I'm not sure they are overly superior to their opposition in these games that they're winning. And I think it is going to unravel fairly soon. And they're playing against the Birmingham side that I'm basically very keen to side with for the foreseeable. I think we've seen in loads of games in recent weeks that this is a very good side. John Eustace is building something much better than the Birmingham as we've seen in recent seasons. Tahit Chong, a player from Manchester United who's back at the club, having had a very good loan spell there last season. His return to the side has coincided or has been the cause of much, much better form. You know, he's a quality player, playing in the final third, creator, somebody who's a bit of a live wire in the, up front as well. And they got a draw with Burnley in midweek, and it was a deserved draw. I think Birmingham fans probably left feeling like they maybe deserved to win the game, even though it was a Scott Hogan equaliser that brought them back into it. They are operating at a pretty high level. They're currently mid-table. I think they're only mid-table because they had a poor start to the season. And I basically don't think there's a great deal between these two sides. But Blackburn, with home advantage and with a couple of wins in the last two games under their belt, are heavy favourites. So backing Birmingham plus a quarter, so you know half a stake winner if it's a draw, at odds against, seems like an absolute no-brainer to me. I think they will make it very difficult for Blackburn, and I expect them to get something out of the game. So plus 102, Birmingham plus a quarter at Blackburn on Saturday is my first pick.
I like it.
Thank you. What about you?
Great job Eustace is doing there, isn't he?
Like unbelievable job. Yeah. I mean, I thought because he was a coach at QPR. Yeah. And there was obviously talk of Mick Beale leaving QPR to go to Wolves, which isn't happening. But I did think that maybe they'd go back in and see if he wanted to come back pretty quickly, because he's proving himself in a pretty short space of time to be a very, very good, shrewd, sharp manager. So, I like Birmingham a lot.
Same. Cool. Talking of sides that you like a lot, Reading versus Bristol City.
Oh, yes.
You love Bristol City.
Yeah, I do.
of course, crazy game in midweek, which like this shows you what variance is like. You've had a couple of like real bad beats this midweek. Mm. And then I have a game where my side that I've picked, Swansea, go 2-0 down to Reading and then manage to come back and
superb.
Turn it all around and win 3-2. Mm. So you'd think Reading would be very disappointed with that situation. Kicking a team when they're down. But they are starting to revert back to our expectations of what they would be doing this season. We've mentioned the goalkeeper, of course, on the preview shows and a few times since then. It just seemed a very strange decision for a keeper that was at Middlesbrough last season, didn't face that many shots, but had a horrific shot saving percentage to go into a side that concedes a lot of shots. You just think, well, that's a recipe for disaster. Not quite sure what the thinking behind that was, and it seems to be going down that route. Obviously, 3 goals conceded again at the weekend. Another concession from a set piece as well. No commander of the area. Bit of panic stations at the back as per usual. So they've slid down to 10th in the league now. 23 goals conceded, and only 2 sides have conceded more goals than that. One of which, of course, is Bristol City, who did their part in midweek. I was on over 2.5 goals for them against West Brom. 2-0 up at halftime. I thought that one's cashing. Looking at the two games, which one was going to win? Well, it was obviously going to be the West Brom-Bristol City game. But no, it wasn't. It turned out the other way around. So I am going in again here. Over 2.5 goals at +105. As you said, Bristol City are one of our go-tos, our staples. There's not many weeks that go past where I haven't got to play one way or another on them. They're 10 out of 16 now, over 2.5 goals for Bristol City. It's the highest percentage in the league. Just ahead of Reading, who are actually the second highest with 9 of 15. So 60% of their games seeing over 2.5 goals. 5 of 8 Reading's home games seeing 3 or more, and 6 of 8 Bristol City away games. So to get plus money on this just looked like a very, very good price for me. I just fancy that Bristol City's attack continually scores plenty of goals. And I think Reading have got a goal in them as well. So this looks like a very nice play. +105 over 2.5 goals.
You know how, I got Reading so wrong, having put them up for relegation, and their fans have told me a lot over the last few weeks that I got it completely wrong and there was no chance. Where do you reckon they are in the relegation market now? Reading.
Oh, I haven't looked. So I reckon they'll certainly be in the bottom six.
Yeah, they are joint fifth favourites for relegation. So might be, if any of you watching this have torn up your futures ticket of Reading relegation, maybe time to fish it out of the bin and tape it back together. I still think it's probably pretty unlikely, but it is interesting that sometimes we can get carried away with early season form. Sunday is one of the funnest days in the Championship I can really remember, because we've got two massive derbies, two games, two rivalries between two teams that really, really hate each other. And I've got plays in both of them, which is going to be enjoyable. I will start with Swansea Cardiff, two teams from Wales. As I say, two teams that really do not like each other. This is, again, it's always played as an early kickoff in Wales, because it means that the fans haven't drunk too much before the game and don't fight regularly, which is the way that rivalries and derbies generally work over here in England. I always say if there's a game between two sides that say they hate each other and it's being played at night, then it's not a real derby, because it means the police aren't too bothered about it. But I think Swansea are a shade of value to win this one. Mark Hudson's doing a great job there, but a couple of difficult defeats, including a 3-0 loss to QPR after a red card early in the game, have kind of dampened his decent start. But I just think Swansea are basically a very good side. You know, they're the team that I want to side with here. They, under Russell Martin, have been really impressive. You mentioned there the 3-2 win over Reading. I think the resilience they showed and the ability, not to panic at 2-0 down at home, to kind of coax their way back into the game was very impressive, especially coming off the back of a beating at the hands of Burnley that probably did flatter Burnley a little bit, the scoreline itself. In terms of their game so far this season, they've lost three of their eight home games. But all three of those defeats came against teams currently in the top five. So you've got a 2-0 defeat at home to Luton, a 1-0 defeat at home to Sheffield United, and then a pretty weird 3-0 home defeat to Blackburn on the second weekend of the season that I'm pretty happy to draw a line through. Except for that, they've beaten Hull 3-0. You know, they've basically dispatched the weaker teams in the division. Reading, that 3-2 game, they beat Sunderland, they beat Hull. So Hull are the only team from kind of 14th and below who Swansea have played at home so far, and they won that game 3-0. I would very much put Cardiff, who are currently 18th, as one of the poorest teams in the division. And, you know, at plus money, I definitely think that they are a value play. I wouldn't be surprised if they're kind of not just odds on, but fairly heavily odds on come kickoff on Sunday. So, so Swansea at +102 is my second pick on a feisty Sunday's action in the Championship.
That's a great price. There was early card. I don't know if you saw the game last night in its entirety, but I watched it obviously because my pick was on QPR to win. And they started all over the place, Cardiff, to be fair. So although the red card was the kind of, the catalyst for that, then they weren't at the races at the start of that anyway. I think it was only going to go one way anyway. So QPR played very well. Very great watch last night.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, QPR are so impressive. And, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the show, for Mick Beale to, at least for now, have, committed his future to QPR. I don't think it'll be too long until someone else comes calling. But, it's massive news for them.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes.
Right.
So my next one. Yes, Sheffield United versus Norwich. So I'm obviously going to side with Sheffield United here. And plus 130 is the odds here. Both sides terribly out of form in recent times. So why get involved is the question. But I can't turn that price down on Sheffield United. Haven't seen Norwich, of course, a few times this season. And in certainly in recent weeks as well, then they shouldn't. I'm surprised to see Sheffield United at that plus money for certain. They have lost three of the last four. Norwich have lost their last three. So there's not much between them as far as that's concerned. Prior to that, both were on good runs. So you can possibly see why that's the case. But we know Sheffield United are generally a very, very good side at home. Norwich aren't normally the best travellers either. Sheffield United's last home game was that bonkers game against Blackpool, which was bizarre. Two up to 3-2 down, and then a flurry of red cards, late penalty, which was missed, and then the 98th minute equaliser, and then red cards after the final whistle as well. So it all went on. What I'd suggest is if Sheffield United get their noses in front in this game, I don't see any way, shape or form, Norwich will come back into it. Norwich seems to be okay up to a point of conceding a goal and then generally falling apart. They just seem to lose any kind of idea as to what they're trying to do. It's interesting. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on Dean Smith at Norwich at the moment. And it's been interesting with a lot of people calling for his head that a few Villa fans have come in and said he is quite a streaky manager. He will go through a run of great wins and then he'll go through a run of great defeats. And they also pointed out that his sides generally, when they go a goal down, kind of don't come back from that. So I think Sheffield United say are too good a price to miss up on here. I watched Norwich on Tuesday night. They bad vibes everywhere. The crowd was quiet. The players seemed to lack confidence. There was a bit of a rotation with some of the better players being out of the side. No impact when those players come on. And the key element, I watched it and saw that, you know, when in transition, you expect you're going from attack to defence, there's that urgency to get back, and there wasn't, which is always a bad sign when you see like a kind of slouch in back into some kind of shape. And there seemed to be a bit of acceptance to the situation and the fact that there just seemed to be a lot of frustration on the pitch and off it. So not a good atmosphere. And I take Sheffield United here to get back on winning ways. Norwich, I think, are the perfect opponents to do that.
Yeah, lovely stuff there. Sheffield United's performances, I agree, definitely haven't been as bad as the results have been. Whereas with Norwich fans like yourself were telling everyone who'd listened that they weren't playing very well. With Blades, they were playing well and they continue playing okay. They're just not really getting the results that they deserve. And I do agree with you that if they put in their normal level of performance, they should be okay here. My selection is Watford versus Luton. I alluded to it in the show in midweek. This is another game between two sides that do not like each other at all. A big rivalry, and it's going to be pretty fiery. And when Nathan Jones is manager of one team and Slaven Bilic is manager of the other, I don't think you're going to see the manager jumping in. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very fun. I'm backing Luton on the Asian handicap, or Luton draw no bet, really. So Luton plus 0 at plus 140. They went to Norwich and beat them in midweek. As I said, I think they've basically been one of, if not the best team in the Championship since late August. They've only lost one game since then, having been winless in their first four. The recruitment has been so impressive. Carlton Morris has come in and added a new dimension to their forward line. And they'll come into this not fearing Watford at all. You know, Watford coming off the back of their 3-0 shellacking at Millwall. You know, Slaven Bilic has now lost, is it three games of his five so far? That 2-1 win over Norwich, a distant memory now. And things could get pretty nasty here. I think if Luton come out of the blocks quickly and get ahead, then you're going to see Watford fans really protesting against the pots of ownership, about Bilic's management, about the squad, about the players, about their the way they're setting up and the way they're playing. This really feels to me like a massive opportunity for Luton to show their... basically the big brother, you know, the rivals who have been bigger and better for as long as we can really remember, go and show them that times are changing and this is their time now to be the better of the two. I really fancy them to go well in the game. I think the price they are gives us the opportunity to take out the drawer's insurance and still get plus money, which is massive in my view. So yeah, plus 140. I really think Luton, the team with nothing to lose in form up against the Watford team, who I think will be a little bit nervous about what might happen if things don't go too well here, has to be the way to play it. So yeah, Luton plus zero on the Asian handicap, or draw no bet, whichever way you want to say it, is the selection for me, my third selection in the Championship. I'll quickly run through the other games in the Championship we haven't mentioned already. We have got Blackpool hosting Preston, another feisty derby. Yeah, another game that's kicking off early because, as I say, the police won't want them to be too razz before the game. Yeah, Blackpool favourites just about plus 148, Preston plus 165. Stoke plus 12. We've already done that because you've got your corners bet. Sunderland plus 200 at home to Burnley, who are plus 120. Rotherham plus 116 at home to Hull plus 215. Borough minus 167. Really impressive result for them and performance for them against Wigan in midweek. Minus 167. If you're going to, Michael Carrick, the former Manchester United midfielder, soon to be, if not already appointed as their new head coach. If you're looking to for a futures bet, I wouldn't put you off looking at a couple of ways to get with Byron at the moment. Huddersfield plus 1410. QPR, Queen's Park Rangers minus 134. I know Nigel Seeley, who plenty of people watching this, has been scrambling around trying to get on QPR today. his side, after Nick Beale confirmed he was staying. Wigan plus 320. Millwall plus 163. Home to West Brom at plus 155. Blackburn plus 102. I've done that one. That's my Birmingham pick. And yeah, I've done the last three. Ah, interesting. The last three games on the card are the three that I've got picks in. But that lead takes us to League One and League Two. I've been speaking for ages, so even though I'm doing League One, I'm going to hand it over to you to take us away with your League Two pick.
Okay. All right. Harrogate versus Tranmere is the game that I've selected in this one, and I'm going for Tranmere to win at plus 150, which looks a very big price. I was trying to work out why it was the case. Harrogate finally got a win the weekend, beat Hartlepool, who are bottom, of course, to end a run of eight without a win. And they'd lost seven of those eight as well. So terrible, terrible form for Harrogate. Obviously, we mentioned Harrogate before, haven't we? And the relation with manager and chairman. As far as Tranmere, complete opposite. Five wins on the spin. Mickey Mellon's now seemingly got them firing. I was expecting them to be playoff contenders this season again and started off slowly, but have now really turned it round. They've not conceded a goal in any of those five wins either. So nice and tight, scoring goals, beating a couple of decent sides in that run as well. Up to ninth in the table now, got the sights of the playoffs. And I think we'll go to Harrogate full of confidence and look to pick up the 3 points that should, well, take them into, say, those playoff places come the end of the day. So a nice price. I didn't expect them to be that. So I'm happy to take them on at 150.
Very happy to say that. I've backed them as well. So that is good to hear. I've had to reverse. I've had a pre-season stance against Tranmere and I've had to revise it over the last couple of weeks, which is important to do that. You know, don't be too stubborn with who you think is good and bad. Exactly. So into my League One pick, and you know, you got a winner doing this last week, so it's my turn to it this week. MK Dons are very bad at football at the moment. I think there's an argument to be said that they are certainly one of the two worst teams in League One, and possibly the worst alongside Morecambe. They were battered 4-1 by Plymouth Argyle last week. Plymouth finding it so easy to create goal scoring opportunities. This time it's Wickham, and we're getting a similar price as we got last week. We're getting plus 138. I basically think in League One and League Two, when you've got two teams of kind of similar stature, you're never going to get an away team being like, you know, like, it's not like the Premier League. You can't get a team being 2-1 or 4-7 or whatever. It just doesn't happen. But I think in this case against MK Dons at the moment, basically every team who is half competent should be that price, because every game is the same. Even the games that they do okay in, the way the game unfolds is the same. They create very, very little, and they concede chance after chance consistently all game. And I see no reason why Wickham won't go into this knowing that if they just basically sit in, look to press, sit in a low block, but look to press the MK Dons defenders when they're passing around the back, they will create chances and they'll get opportunities. The MK Dons defence looks completely shot to me. I don't see why anything would change here. Wickham, having been really poor, coming to this off the back of two wins against Oxford and then beating impressively Peterborough 3-1 last weekend. I just think Wickham will be by far the better side here. And if this bet gets beat, I don't think it will either. It'll be MK Dons having a massive improvement out of nowhere, which obviously can happen, or it'll be an unlucky loser because I just can't see anything else happening. So yeah, I'm very, very keen on Wickham at plus 138. And I'm hoping that you agree with me as well.
It ain't going to get beat.
Yeah, no chance.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Interesting as well. That was on my shortlist. So we obviously have a discussion about League One and League Two, don't we, where we're going. So I'm happy for you to have that one. Plymouth were on my shortlist as well. Again, odds against once more, plus money. Tougher game, certainly, Bristol Rovers. But we're still getting plus money on Plymouth, who seem unstoppable at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how that one pans out. Two very, very informed sides in League One doing battle together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great stuff there.
Is I'm looking Wickham, forward to MK Dons classified as a derby?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. I mean, in a weekend of derbies, I mean, that is a game that would never be moved to early kickoff. So we can't be calling that a derby, I don't think. Oxford Swindon, however.
You've certainly picked out the feist. It's a feist.
Oxford Swindon, I don't think MK Dons have a derby with anyone apart from AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Anyway, there we have it. So, yes, that is the end of our show. Do go and check out the At Because We Win Twitter account where you can find all the different sports handicappers up on there, all sharing their selections, chatting with you guys around the shows as well, and all the shows up there too. So do go and check out and subscribe to the Bet Rivers YouTube channel where you can find all of the different shows across not just the football leagues, but also all of the different sports as well. Was there another winner in the golf? We spoke about that in midweek, didn't we?
Yes,
golf
we
starts
did.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay,
it all blurs into one, doesn't it? There will be another winner in the golf, probably in about 4 days' time.
Exactly. And then also here are our picks this week as well. There we go. Quick sight of my Skype page there. Yes, you can see Jack with over 5.5 corners for Stoke at minus 106, over 2.5 goals in the game, Reading Bristol City. Sheffield United to beat Norwich at plus 130, Tranmere to beat Harrogate at plus 150, and I've gone for Birmingham on the Asian handicap at plus 114, Swansea to beat Cardiff at plus 102, Luton draw no bet at plus 140, and then Wickham to beat MK Dons at plus 143 as well there. So those are our picks. Hopefully a few winners in there, fingers crossed. But as I say, you can either subscribe to the Bet Rivers YouTube channel so you can see all of these shows, or, of course, you can find us on any podcast platform as well. But loads of great stuff on there. Follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Comment below this as well to let us know what you think of our picks. Anything else to add, Jack?
No, nothing else to add. You've already mentioned I was going to make sure that we dropped in the QPR pick because I just spoke to Nigel just before we came on here and he did stress about the fantastic price that QPR are this weekend. So an unofficial EFL pick from Nigel Seeley on QPR. But no, other than that, exciting weekend ahead.
We'll only add it to the P&L if it wins.
Absolutely right.
Cheers, Jack. We'll speak next week. And thank you guys all for watching. We'll be back next week with another show. Hopefully, I can end the stop the rot and we can push up back towards where we were previously.
No danger.
Thanks you guys for watching. And we'll speak very soon. Please ensure that you are gambling responsibly.